if there's no label there, and listen, do whatever you want. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Personally, if there's no label there, I'm not getting you a gift. I'm not acting like your girlfriend unless I'm your girlfriend. You know what I mean? Hi guys, welcome back to 20 something podcast. Welcome back is crazy. How are you guys? Happy Valentine's Day. It's obviously not Valentine's Day when I'm filming this. It's February 2nd. I don't know why, but I can't actually believe that I'm putting this out. It feels really weird. I landed on a February 7th drop date. This is coming out on February 14th, so obviously you guys already know that. But that feels crazy to me and it feels real. And I started telling people, a couple of my close friends knew that I wanted to do this and my boyfriend knew that I wanted to do it, but not that many other people knew that I wanted to. And now that people know and now that people are expecting something of me, it's a little scarier. And when I talk to the camera and when I talk to the microphone, I'm like, oh shit, I'm actually talking to potentially real people, which is really scary because the way that this all started was that I used to just record myself on like my desktop, like on the camera application, and I would just talk to myself and I would just video diary and I could sit and talk to myself for 45 minutes. And obviously that was just for myself, so the pressure was off. And then now doing this and sitting in front of a mic and a camera and a ring light, knowing that there are people who know about this, is like fucking weird. But it's not gonna trip me up. I'm gonna keep going. And we're gonna have fun today. We do have a change of scenery today. We're in my bedroom. Take a look around. I need to like get comfortable. I'm in my pajamas today. We're comfy vibes today for sure. I've tried filming this episode like 3 times now. And every time I go to film it, I get nervous. Because now I'm putting pressure on myself that people know about this. And I'm like, holy shit, this is real. But I want it to be real. That's the thing. I want it to be fucking real. So I'm pushing through that. I'm pushing through that embarrassment too. Because it's really embarrassing. It's really embarrassing like putting myself out there and being like, hey, like I'm doing this. I want you guys to listen to me. Just talk. It's kind of embarrassing. And it sounds a little bit conceited. Funny story. The actual like original name for this podcast was going to be Conceited. But it's not. I went with a different SZA song title. Okay, sorry, I'm babbling. Hi. Welcome to the second episode. In the spirit of Valentine's Day, we're going to be talking about all things about love and crushes and stuff. I want to talk to you guys about how I make Valentine's Day fun and how I have a good time when I'm single, when I'm in a relationship, whatever. I want to give advice. I really want to talk about self-care and self-love because it's something I've been working on lately and trying to get back into, but to be completely honest, I've been struggling. I want to give you guys some self-care and self-love ideas. I want to talk about expectations for boyfriends and girlfriends and significant others on Valentine's Day. But first, we're going to have a little catch-up. Because there are a lot of things that have happened that I do want to talk about. And then I'm going to tell you guys some of my own stories and my own tales about dating and Valentine's Day and all of that fun stuff. In case you're wondering how my week went, it was good. I haven't recorded in a little over a week. Today's a Friday, which is great. I feel fantastic because I got all my work done for the week. I don't have any homework to do this weekend, which is awesome. That never happens to me ever. But I'm excited to just make the most of some time off from school, and I'm hanging out with my friends, and I love February. I love this time of year. It's very lovey-dovey and exciting, so I'm really just excited to hang out and vibe and chill. My classes have been good, though. If you didn't tune into last week's episode, I was nervous about not being able to handle schoolwork, but so far so good, but we're only on week 2, so we'll see how that goes. The podcast is coming along really well. I know I just said I was really nervous about it, because I am. And that is fine, and that is normal, and I'm a normal human being, and I'm allowed to be nervous and anxious about things. but it's coming along well. And I'm having fun with it, and I think that's also important to me, because I felt as though at the beginning of the semester, I was kind of like, what am I doing for fun? Like, what is there that I'm doing for fun? Other than going out and hanging out with my friends, what am I doing by myself that I find fun? And my answer was nothing other than reading, which I love reading, but that also can't be the only thing that I'm doing for myself, you know? So this has been my other source of fun. And that in and of itself is narcissistic, because how is it fun for me to sit in front of a camera and a microphone and talk to myself about myself for several minutes on end? But here we are. Here we are. Yesterday, I had my first pop quiz of the semester. And honestly, if I'm being so for real, why are we still doing pop quizzes in 2024? Because I thought we were over it. This pop quiz was like half on the syllabus and half on the actual information from the class I'm in. And I ended up getting a fucking 50 on it. A 50. The way I literally wanted to cry, and it was the worst thing ever, because he did that thing where we took the test. It was a pop quiz, so didn't know. We took the test, and then afterwards he put it up on the board and he told us the answers. So I knew my grade right then and there, and I was like, I literally want to cry. But it's fine. Can only go up from here, hopefully. And I'm trying my best. I genuinely, like, I'm sitting in that class, I'm actively listening, I have the textbook, I'm jotting down my notes. I'm doing my best. But it's fine, it's fine. Other than that, my week was really good. Except for one thing that happened today. I recently made a TikTok. If you follow me on TikTok, maybe you know about it. But I recently made a TikTok about this guy that I used to talk to my freshman year of college. Like an ex situationship I had. I don't know if I'd like call him an ex, but it was definitely like an ex something. But I made a TikTok about him recently. Like basically, I wouldn't say that I trashed him, but I kind of dissed him a little bit. And I haven't seen him in a while. I have nothing against this guy, like absolutely nothing. I think he's a really good person. Maybe. He's possibly a good person. But I don't have anything against him, because I'm not one to hold grudges against boys that I used to date. I don't give a fuck about you anymore. Anyway, I posted the TikTok because it was funny, and it got a lot of views. It got like 200,000 views or something like that. And in my head, I'm kind of like, okay, he's probably seen it. But I don't see this kid, so I don't really care. And then today, this morning, I go to the gym, my lovely, wonderful Planet Fitness, and he's there, and I've never seen him there, and I've been going to this Planet Fitness all year, so I was kind of like, oh shit, like, he still exists in this world, and like, odds are he's seen the TikTok where I'm literally actually dissing him, and I just got really embarrassed, but also not, because like, I don't really care, but it was just awkward, because then he was looking at me, and I was like, I think I know what you're thinking. Because I feel like he's seen it. Like, if it has that many views, he's seen it. If you don't know the TikTok, you should go watch it. It's pinned on my profile. Not this, this self-promotion is crazy. But basically, I was just talking about how this guy, like, low-key did me dirty, like, freshman year. And that's my story to tell. You know what? That is my story to tell, and that's fine. And I didn't say his name. So, it's fine. But yeah, I ran into him today, and that was really awkward, and I literally ran away. We made eye contact as I was getting off the treadmill, and I was like, and I ran away. And at any other moment, like, if I saw him out at the bar or something, I would say hi and, like, be nice and, like, be a normal human being. But I'm also really awkward. I'm really awkward, and I just didn't have the energy to say hi and try to be nice, and I especially didn't want him asking me, hey, why'd you make that TikTok about me? In the middle of my local Planet Fitness. I didn't need that energy today, so I ran away. We made eye contact and I ran away. I ran out the door. And he, like, walked behind me. Headphones on. I could not tell you if he, like, said my name or anything. I just, like, literally ran straight for the door. And then I drove home. to never think about it again. But that happened. And it was, I wouldn't call it traumatizing. I would just say a hiccup in my day where I was kind of like, oh shit. Yeah. Anyway. But nothing of note really happened to me this week, other than those things. It's been kind of boring, but I've also been super happy being back at school and being back in my routine. I applied for an internship today that I really kind of want and is really exciting, honestly. I had an internship last summer in New York. I worked for a PR firm and I liked that, but I'm really looking to utilize more of my creative abilities when it comes to like marketing and social media and all of that. So I'm excited about this new opportunity, and I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want to jinx anything, but I'm really happy about it. Moving on to pop culture. I want to talk about a couple things today. Number one being Austin and Catherine McBroom. And if you don't know who that is, then you've obviously been living under a rock these past few days because they are just everywhere. How do I even begin to describe? They basically started a YouTube channel years ago. I think it was like 10 years ago or something crazy like that. And it was just the two of them at first. And they're like baby. They had a baby at the time who is now like a grown child. Not grown. She's like 10, I think. And they started their YouTube channel as like a wholesome little family. And they kind of grew. And they have a huge platform, specifically on YouTube. They were really big on YouTube, and now they've kind of moved over to Snapchat, and allegedly they make a ton of money on Snapchat. But the thing about them, if you haven't heard this already, is that they've been involved in a lot of scandals. And I don't mean like scandals like, oh, like she got canceled, they got canceled because they said something, like scandals as in like they have been involved in like fraud. And there's been a lot in the media about them scamming their fans. They've had a lot of events that I don't know the specifics of it because I'm not huge fans of them, but if you look it up, there's just a ton of stuff that they've been involved in lawsuit-wise, money-wise. And on top of that, Austin McBroom is kind of publicly known to cheat on his wife, Catherine. And this has been going on for years where people have kind of like called him out publicly online, told her like, hey girl, your husband is like acting up. But people have told her this and people have kind of been waiting like, hey, do we ever think that she's gonna leave him? And she hasn't yet. It's been like years of people coming up with these allegations about him. And I'm gonna be so for real. I've always thought that he was an off guy, and I'm not just saying that because of all this stuff. Like, even when I started watching them, because I used to watch them when I was, I think in like middle school, I was kind of a little fangirl. I kind of liked them and I really liked their image because they were just like these cool young parents and they had a daughter and she was cute. And I was like, okay, like I love them. And they were rich. And I really like watching rich people do whatever they want with their lives in their little YouTube vlogs. One time they even, I remember watching this episode in real time, they allegedly faked a break-in into their home, and the like cover on YouTube was a picture of them and their family like posted up in front of like a broken glass door in their home. Allegedly this was fake, and allegedly they made the whole thing up like for views. Which I understand doing things for views. I totally get it. However, that's crazy. However, that's insane. And especially to involve your family, and like their kids were like crying in the video. It was just weird. Anyway, now they have like four or five kids or something like that. And they live in this like massive mansion in Hollywood, I think. They're so rich. So rich, like filthy rich. And I wish I could like read you the statement. Honestly, do you think I could look up something? If I look up something, will it stop recording? No, it doesn't. I wish I had two phones in this moment. Let me look up the statement.
Ooh, wait, actually, I found the full statement. Okay. So Catherine McBroom gets on Instagram. I don't know. I think this was like an actual story or a post. No, it was a post. It was a post. She said, "As I start this new year, I will challenge myself in ways that I've never done before. 2024 will be my year of transformation. Oh, transformative change. And with this taking place, one of the steps in my journey is a difficult decision to leave my marriage. We've mutually agreed to a divorce and will part amicably. Our paths as a couple have shifted and have created challenges that are irreconcilable. This decision comes with a heavy heart. As heartbreaking as this is, I also feel liberated. I've spent the past few years prioritizing my children and honoring my commitment to my family. All the while, I seem to be losing myself in my own personal happiness. Our main priority is to stay united as parents and continue creating a stable, happy, and loving environment for our children. Thank you to all of my supporters for giving me a safe space to be able to use my voice and share our love. I love you all so much, and I'm beyond grateful for all the support we've received and for you throughout the years as a couple. And Austin, you're my best friend, and that will never change," with a little red heart emoji. So, she posts this, and then Austin gets on his Instagram and posts his statement. Honestly, I didn't even read his. Someone said that it looked like it was from ChatGPT. Wait, let me look it up. So, immediately when I look his name up, it doesn't even come up with his statement from his divorce, but what comes up is all of his statements against his lawsuits and all the money that he owes people. Whatever. I don't care. I don't care to get into all of that stuff here. I just want to talk about his marriage. So, they post these things, and then, of course, the internet goes bonkers because they're like, holy shit, they're finally getting a divorce. And then Austin kind of starts going crazy. And it started as something, like, really innocent. Like, he posted a video on his Snapchat, and he was like, I'm so sick. Like, I can't move out of the house yet. And Catherine was like, Austin's sick. Like, he can't move out of our house. And then it kind of escalated really quickly. And he went from that to, he posted a TikTok basically saying that, like, he was looking for houses in their neighborhood, like, really close to her, which is fine. Totally get it. You want to be close to your kids. And then the next day, he's like, okay, my deal with the house fell through. I actually am going to get an RV and live in the street in front of my ex-wife's house. And he's posting all of this on his Snapchat in video format. He posts so many times a day. And he's also the kind of guy where, like, he knows that they made this announcement and it's going to get clicks. It's going to get views. He's going to milk the absolute shit out of it. So he's posting all of this stuff. He gets his RV. He's giving his RV tours. Crazy. He even was caught, like, in a CVS. He was at, like, a CVS checkout. And the guy was like, oh, you're the guy who moved into his RV. And he automatically snaps and he goes, yeah, do you have a problem with that? What? What? He just seems like a really aggressive person. If you know anything about him, he is an aggressive person. He, like, fights people for clout and for money and whatever. So now he lives in his RV. I don't really know what happened, but then he went to stay at, I'm so sorry, I don't know his name, Halle Bailey's husband. Oh, her boyfriend. DDG. Halle Bailey's boyfriend's house. So Austin McBroom goes and he stays at Halle Bailey's boyfriend's house. Halle Bailey's baby daddy's house. His name's DDG. He's a rapper, I guess. I don't know. I had never heard of him until this. I'm going to be so for real with you. I didn't even see the Little Mermaid live action, and I feel like I probably should because I heard it was really good. But Austin McBroom goes and he stays at this man's house, and they wrote a song together. I just saw this morning, actually. They wrote a song together about his marriage. He also, in this time span, decided that he's going back to college, and he allegedly applied and got accepted to UCLA within, like, 2 days. And he decided that he is on this, like, spiritual and mental journey, and that he's going back to college as a psychology grad student or something. He's getting, like, his master's or some shit in psychology. He's like, I'm gonna focus on my mind and my body. And then he posts a video of him crying because he couldn't find his class on campus. And of course he's doing this knowing that, like, I saw a video of him driving through campus, like, sticking his head out of the car window. So he's doing all of this knowing that it's gonna get views. Acting a fool because it's gonna get him views. We all know that he wasn't accepted into UCLA within, like, 2 days. We all know that he's not actually going to school. Someone said that they don't even have, like, the major or the grad student program that, like, he says that he's in. Makes total sense to me. He's making all of this up. Some people say that they're faking the whole thing and they're faking a divorce. I would hope for not only, like, their sake, but for the sake of their kids, that they're not faking an entire divorce on the internet. I think it's kind of started as, like, they are getting divorced and Austin started to spiral. And then he kind of just, like, took it and ran because he realized that he was getting so much clout from it and that so many people were clicking. And he makes a ton of money. We know that he knows how to get people to watch his content. And this is working for him, and he's just really rolling with it. But personally, I think it's pathetic. He's a fucking idiot. I'm sorry. He's such an idiot. He's such a loser. I've always thought that he was a loser. Yeah, and that's kind of what I have to say on that. It's an unbelievable circumstance, but I'm so happy for Catherine, because she's so sweet, and there's, like, she has so much support. There's so many supportive comments on her post. And I think people are genuinely really excited to see kind of what she comes up with and what she does on her own without him, because he sucks. He sucks. Good for her. I'm so happy for her. Moving on. I want to talk about Trisha Paytas because I love her so much. I'm not going to talk about it for too long, but she was talking about on her podcast recently. She kept saying, this is just like a brief statement I wanted to make. She kept being like, oh, a lot of people are getting diagnosed with autism lately. As in, like, she kind of framed it as, like, autism's really been going around lately. And then ever since she said that, I've been double-checking myself, and I'm like, do I have autism? Because then she spent, like, the rest of the episode being like, yeah, no, sometimes, like, I feel like I might have autism. And, like, Oscar said the same thing. And I could totally be, like, quoting them wrong, but I don't have autism. I have ADHD. And a lot of the symptoms will, like, overlap, but she kept talking about things in her podcast, and I'd be like, I do that. And it made me nervous, because she was like, autism's really going around. But I just thought that was funny, the way that she said it. If you haven't seen it, you have to look it up. She's talking about this guy that she did a video with, who, I don't remember his name, but, like, in the clip, he was like, I have autism, and she's like, oh, do you actually? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, I've been hearing so many people have been getting that. It's so funny. It's so funny. But yeah, ever since she said that, I've just been like, wait, do I have autism? But I don't. I have ADHD. Same, but different. I hope no one takes offense to that. I really don't mean that at all. Anyway, moving on. That's all I have to say on Trisha Paytas for this episode. I will save the rest for another time because I have a lot to say on her in general. I love her. I want to be her one day. She is the funniest person on the face of this earth. And I just think that, like, she doesn't even realize how famous she is. Like, I watch her content. I watch her podcast. This woman doesn't realize how many people watch her. And she makes a difference in so many people's lives and daily routines, and she has no idea. And she's just so sweet and wholesome, and she's so kind to everyone who comes on her podcast. And one day that's my goal, is to go on Trisha Paytas' podcast and be like, oh my god, I love you. I've been a fan of you for so long. I've been a fan of her ever since she was problematic. I don't care. I will say it again and again and again. I think she's funny. I like her trolling. I think it was genius. She makes big bucks. Period. That's all I have to say on Trisha. The next thing that I want to talk about in the pop culture internet world is Pookie and Jet. Pookie and Jet. And if you don't know who Jet and Pookie are, I will insert a video. I'm going to try to find one now to pull up on my Pookie and Jet.
It's date night.
Saturday night, going to Hal's, our favorite steakhouse on the planet. And I got to say, Pookie looks absolutely fire tonight. Babe, I am just seeing your outfit for the first time. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a House of...
Wait, let me see if I can find another one. Oh my god, New York Times wrote an article about them? That is just crazy. I love Pookie and Jet.
Has
been gone on a trip. Sorry. Okay. Pookie is looking absolutely fire. Oh, this one. The French one.
Bonjour.
Day 3 in Paris, and Pookie is wearing a quintessential Pookie outfit today. Little known fact, I particularly love Pookie in a hat. She's so cute.
I love the hat. And it's actually really cold today. I'm wearing a Revolve top, skirt, and Gani boots, and then Ralph Lauren hat.
Wearing Burberry scarf, Ralph Lauren jacket, cashmere.
I love Pookie and Jet. Anyway, the internet has gone absolutely wild because this man, and I think he's so cute, I think he's so genuine and so wholesome, and he loves her so much, but she will just, like, put the camera down, and she films her little outfit videos, and it's so wholesome because you can tell that she's not telling him what to say. He's just saying whatever he wants to say, and, like, sometimes she'll, like, laugh and be like, oh, this is so stupid, but he'll just be like, Pookie is looking absolutely fire today. And she just giggles, and it's so cute, and he's just so wrapped around her finger. But the internet has found out what Jet's job is. They've looked him up on LinkedIn. Apparently, he's, like, a genius. He's very rich, which just adds layers to the story. They're such dinks, and if you don't know what a dink is, it's dual income, no kids. They are such dinks. The two of them are slaying and eating, and I support Pookie and Jet in everything they do. There was a problematic thing that came out about Pookie, because apparently Pookie had gone to, like, a problematic party in college, but she did apologize for it. And I stand Pookie and Jet. And she also said that that was 12 years ago. So, it's okay, girl. It's okay. But they're just so cute, and they're so wholesome. And then, like, someone did a parody of him doing it from, like, them. NFL or something, and he got so excited, and he responded to it, and he was like, you guys are awesome, and they're just, like, so wholesome and cute, and I just can't get over it. If you need something to, like, giggle at, go look at Pookie and Jet, because now I've, like, convinced my boyfriend to start calling me Pookie. Well, not convinced, he just, like, I sent him the videos, and now he's calling me Pookie, but I found it hilarious, and they're just so cute. I love them so much. It's getting really dark in here. Okay. Back to it. I had to turn the light on because it was getting so dark in here. Let's get into the topics of today's episode. Valentine's Day! Valentine's Day! I'm gonna tell you how to make the most out of Valentine's Day, no matter if you're single, if you're dating someone, if you're in a situationship, which is kind of a little bit of an awkward scenario, so we're gonna talk about it. I've experienced it all. This is actually my boyfriend and I, this is our first Valentine's Day together, which is really exciting. I'm really excited. But I've been in relationships for Valentine's Day before, I've been single on Valentine's Day before, I've been in situationships on Valentine's Day before, so we're gonna be talking about it all. Starting with, if you're single, So last year, there was a trend going around on TikTok where everyone was like, if you're single on Valentine's Day, you need to buy yourself flowers. At first, I was like, that's stupid. Like, I want a guy to buy me flowers. But last year, I ended up going to Trader Joe's, and I bought myself flowers. They were like $5. I bought myself a little bouquet of roses, and I put them up in my room. And I kid you not, it sparked a whole self-care thing for me. And after that, I bought myself flowers, like, pretty often. And then I started dating my boyfriend, and he buys me flowers all the time now. But it was just a really cute thing that I could do for myself, because I was like, okay. The thing about Valentine's Day is that there's this misconception that you can only celebrate it if you're dating someone. And that's just not it, because the holiday itself is all about love. So if you're single and you want to be alone on Valentine's Day, you can practice self-love. If you're single and you don't want to be alone on Valentine's Day, you can be surrounded by people that you love who aren't your significant other. And if you're dating someone on Valentine's Day, you can share your love with them. I think that's a wonderful thing. I think it's just a fun holiday for whatever situation. So, if you're single, I definitely recommend going out and buying yourself flowers. They're not very expensive.
you can get a good bouquet. I did this last year. I went and I got a bouquet of roses at Trader Joe's all by myself. And it was such a good decision on my part. And then I put them up in my room and they brought me joy and happiness for all of 2 weeks until they died. And that was a beautiful thing. And I would definitely recommend do it for yourself because it kind of just reinforces this idea of like, okay, you got up, you went to the store, you bought yourself flowers, you invested in the flowers for yourself. You did something to bring yourself joy and happiness. It's a good thing. Self-love is a good thing. So if you're looking for something little to do for yourself, just buy yourself flowers. If you want to practice, I want to do like a full episode on self-love. Because I think it's such an important thing to practice. And to be completely honest with you, like lately, I haven't even been that good at it, at practicing it, at implementing it into my life. You can say self-care and mean how you speak about yourself and how you feel about yourself and improving that. So it's a wide, there's a wide spectrum. And I do take care of myself, but I think the part that I've been lacking lately is kind of the confidence and putting more love into myself and just being kind to myself and understanding of myself. It's really hard, especially when you get busy in life, to remind yourself, like, hey, slow down, take a breather. Let's appreciate, like, everything that we do for ourselves. And let's just, like, appreciate the person that we are. I never do that for myself, and I also find myself getting caught up caring too much about what my body looks like or how I feel about certain parts of me, or I'll have a bad day where I'm like, oh, my hair look like shit, my skin look like shit. And I'll just, like, be calling myself ugly in my head all day. I know everyone says this, but if it's something that you wouldn't say to your best friend, why are you saying it to yourself? And that is so true. And I've been trying to remind myself of that, but it can be really hard. And it's really hard to retrain your brain when I am hard on myself and when I'm being critical of myself to kind of be like, hey, let's maybe not do that. Like, let's remind ourselves of the good things that you did today and the things that you accomplished today. But that can sometimes be hard to do, and it's hard for a lot of people to do. So if you're in that boat, I'm in the same boat, girl, and I feel for you, and you're not alone. A lot of people struggle with that, but the perfect time to practice and implement more self-love is during this season, during February in general, but on Valentine's Day. If you want to literally make yourself a bubble bath and watch a rom-com while you're sitting in a bubble bath, fine, do that. If you want to order yourself a tub of Ben and Jerry's and eat the whole thing, do that. If you want to buy yourself a box of chocolates, do that. I don't care. Be nice to yourself. Be nice to yourself. Love yourself. Give yourself a gift. And do something nice for yourself. Especially if you're feeling icky and you're feeling weird about being single on Valentine's Day. All the more reason. Because you don't need a man. You don't need a guy to buy you flowers or any form of significant other. You don't need someone else to buy you flowers. You can buy yourself flowers. Literally Miley Cyrus. I'm literally quoting her song. The other thing that I would suggest doing during this season is to take a baby picture of yourself. And if you're practicing self-love, if you're wanting to get into self-love, and again, I'm going to talk about this on like another episode, but take a baby picture of yourself and put it either in your wallet or in your car or on your dresser or tape it to a mirror. And every day when you're getting ready or you see it, you're just gonna be like, oh, that's me. I love her. You see that picture. It's a reminder to not be so hard on yourself because you wouldn't be that mean to you when you were little. You wouldn't say it to that little girl or little boy in that picture. So why would you say it now? You know? And I have so much more advice for this. I have so many more tips. And it's funny because, like, you're probably sitting there like, okay, you're saying that you have all this advice on self-love and self-care, but do you practice it? Because you're also saying that you struggle with it. Listen, I'm just being real. I'm just being real because I do struggle with it. And sometimes I practice things that I preach things that I don't practice. And that's okay because I'm not perfect. And none of us are perfect. And in an ideal world, I would wake up every day and look at myself in the mirror and be like, okay, I love myself so much. I'm so confident today. I'm going to give myself all the love and respect that I deserve. But that just doesn't happen, and that's fine. But if you want to make more of an effort to try to do things
for yourself and to make yourself happy and to give yourself the kind of love that you deserve from others, that's something you could try. And something else that I wanted to mention while talking about this was a quote that I heard a while ago that was, you accept the love that you think you deserve. You accept the love that you think you deserve. I saw this, like, literally on Pinterest a while ago, and it's just stuck with me ever since. Stop accepting shitty love from people. And we're going to talk about this in when we talk about relationships, too, and expectations that go into that. But if you don't, that also can tie into the not loving yourself. If you're not giving yourself the kind of love, why would you expect someone else to give you the love that you want when you can't even give it to yourself? And I think that's why people a lot of times say you need to love yourself before you love someone else. You absolutely need to fill your cup before you can fill someone else's cup. So go do it. Go do it. Okay, moving on. I really want to talk about being in a situationship over the course of Valentine's Day. And how awkward that can be, because I've experienced it before where I'm, like, talking to someone and I'm like, do I say Happy Valentine's Day to them? Do I buy them a gift? The answer is no. My hard answer, unless this is someone that, like, you've talked about the fact that you're going to date soon, and you know that for sure, 100%. You know that for sure. Like, in your mind, they're asking you on Valentine's Day, like, you know that you're going to date them. Fine. Fine. But if this is just someone that you're talking to, do not get them a Valentine's Day gift. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Don't. You're not giving a guy or a girl, whoever you're dating, the full package if you're not dating them. If there's no label there, and listen, do whatever you want. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Personally, if there's no label there, I'm not getting you a gift. I'm not acting like your girlfriend unless I'm your girlfriend. You know what I mean? And if they get you a gift, great. Great. They got you a gift. Oh, well, you didn't get them one. And I feel like that's less awkward. And then you kind of are like, oh, okay, like, he really likes me, whatever. Then maybe you can go out and be like, okay, I got you something cute since you were so nice to me on Valentine's Day. But don't be the first one to buy the gift. Don't give him the girlfriend treatment if he's not giving you his all. Oh, I forgot to mention this when we were talking about being single, but I also wanted to talk about what to do if you're just hanging out with your friends on Valentine's Day, if you're doing Galentine's Day, and I feel like Galentine's Day is becoming, like, such a real thing, like, even I try to, like, be with my friends for a little bit on Valentine's Day, or if we're having a Galentine's Day party, I like to split my time, because obviously I want to hang out with my friends, have a sleepover, have a movie night. My friends and I are having a sushi night tonight, and then we're watching a movie. I don't know if it's a rom-com, but I'm hoping it's a rom-com. Just do something fun with your friends. Have a day out. Look at the stars. I don't know. Just, like, spend quality time with your friends. A really fun thing to do is, like, play a game. Recently, I've been playing Quiplash. If you know what, well, actually, I've been playing this for years, but if you know what Jackbox TV is, it's a game on, I personally play it on Switch, I'm sure you can play it anywhere, but it's a game that you download. It basically comes with a couple different mini games, and one of them is Quiplash. You play on your phone kind of like you would in Kahoot, so you don't use remotes, but you get, like, a group of people, and they give you prompts on the screen, and you just, like, try to be the funniest and answer the prompts that they give you in the funniest way, and then everyone votes, and it's just so goofy, and it's such a good way to spend quality time with your friends. And every time I've played this game, whether it's with, I've played with people at school, I play with my friends at home. Every time I've played this game, I've left feeling closer to the people that I played with. And it's just so much fun, and they have, Jackbox TV has a bunch of other different mini games. I recommend Trivia Murder Party. I love that game. I love that game so much. It's so much fun. But yeah, try something new, try something like that. Even if you can afford it, I wish I could afford this, go to a pottery class with your girlfriends. I would love to do that. Or, like, a painting class, have a little painting date. You can do that even, like, cheap at, like, AC Moore. Literally anything. Like, spend time with the people that you love on this precious day. Okay. Next.
let's talk about what it's like to be in a relationship on Valentine's Day and the expectations that go into that. So if you're dating someone on Valentine's Day, congratulations, like, enjoy it, because there's nothing more fun than getting some on this holiday. Me this year, it's mine and my boyfriend's first Valentine's Day, and something that I wanted to talk about on here was, when you've been dating someone for a while, your boyfriend, girlfriend, significant other, do you guys think that they need to ask you to be their Valentine? This has been going around on TikTok and stuff, and honestly, I think yes. I said yes because, well, my boyfriend actually just asked me to be his Valentine, but I would even say yes if he didn't, and I'd be mad at him if he didn't. I think it's a necessity, and I think it's just fun. You don't have to do anything crazy. Like, my boyfriend showed up to my house with flowers, and he had, maybe I'll put a picture of it on the screen, he had a little, like, note, and it said, it was like, check which box applies. Do you want to be my Valentine? Yes. No. Yes, and eat my hoo-ha. Yes, and eat my butt. And I was like, be for real. I checked two of them. I checked yes, and eat my hoo-ha. But I didn't check eat my butt. I'm not going to delve into butt stuff right now, but I was giggling. I thought it was cute and funny, and it was like, he went to the store and bought the flowers himself. He made the bouquet himself. Like, it was so cute and wholesome, and it didn't cost him very much. He, like, literally made me a card out of a piece of paper, and I appreciated it more than anything in the world. How hard is it to do that? Like, the amount of girlfriends I know, the amount of friends that I've had where they're like, my boyfriend just, like, doesn't put in any effort. Dump him. Literally dump him. Because it's not that hard. It's really not that hard. And I have high expectations, but my expectations at the same point are kind of the bare minimum. I think that a guy or whoever's pursuing you should be able to put you first and be like, I'm going to get her something cute. I'm going to do something cute for her for Valentine's Day. I'm gonna get her a little card or a flower or something small, and I'm gonna ask her to actually be my Valentine. Because it's cute, and that's what you think about when you're little and you're celebrating Valentine's Day and you're stuffing those little stupid cards into people's, like, mailboxes that they put on their desks in school. That's what you're thinking about. You're like, oh, I wish that my crush would just ask me to be his Valentine. And then you grow up and your boyfriend or your husband or your girlfriend or your wife or your significant other, they ask you, do you want to be my Valentine? And it's so cute and wholesome, and it's so full circle, and I love it. I absolutely love it. So I think yes, and I don't understand why anyone would say no to that. The people that say no don't like to have fun. You don't like the holidays, you don't like to celebrate, and you're a hater. But yeah, if there are any boys listening, which I highly doubt that there are any boyfriends listening to this, but if you have a girlfriend, ask her to be your Valentine. So, I would say the expectations for Valentine's Day, I've always thought that Valentine's Day, like, you're not supposed to go super crazy on a gift. My boyfriend and I, like, we personally agreed to, like, not go wild on a gift. Like, we kind of just want to spend time together. I got him a couple little presents. I made something for him, like, homemade, and it's super cute, but nothing crazy. I know a lot of people really do, like, go nuts for Valentine's Day, which is great. I just am in college and personally don't have the money for that. But suggestions I do have are, if you're a homebody, which is totally fine, and you don't want to make a thing of going out on Valentine's Day, literally stay home, make cookies, have a movie night with your boyfriend or significant other. I love doing stuff like that with my boyfriend, like just staying in and being cozy and doing absolutely nothing is just as valuable to me as going out. but if you want to go out, go out. I honestly, like, I like it either way. Also, this is just a side note, but, like, I also don't think that Valentine's Day should be the only time that your boyfriend gets you flowers. Like, if your boyfriend isn't getting you flowers just randomly, and he's just getting you flowers, like, for an occasion, why? Like, it's so cute when guys just, like, buy girls flowers, you know? Do better. Do better. But I think that what matters and what the holiday is all about is just make a gesture.
gesture of love, like a small one. No matter what it is, it could be small, it could be huge, it could be expensive, it could be inexpensive, but just show your love to someone in some way. And that's all. That's all. I've been talking for a while, so I'm probably gonna wrap it up soon. But I don't have any questions this week. I know I said on the last episode. Well, also I know I said on the last episode that the second episode would potentially be an episode of me and my best friend from home talking about what it was like to go to high school with Miss Alex Earle. I still have that episode. It might go up eventually. I have to talk to my bestie boo, Sophia, about it, if it's actually going to go up, because there's a lot of editing that I have to do on that episode, because we dropped first and last names, so I kind of have to go back and edit that one more focused. And I knew that this was going to come out on Valentine's Day, so I kind of would rather do something special and, like, themed on brand for Valentine's Day, rather than that episode. But if that episode comes out, it will be soon, and if it doesn't come out soon, then we will reshoot it a little less problematic than the first time. But that's something to look forward to. But I know I said on the last episode that I wanted to start some kind of a hotline for advice. And I've been thinking about names. I was thinking of possibly calling it Hot Girl Hotline, which I don't know if that's cringy or if it has a good ring to it. So if you guys like it, let me know. But I was thinking about a way of going about it. And I think the best option would maybe be a Google form. And kind of just, like, have it in the link tree in our bio and have people submit their questions and their stories to that form. And, like, what I'm looking for here is, like, you can say anything you want. If you just want to tell me a story, fine. Put it in the box. I'll, like, make it all cute and stuff. I'll make it pink or whatever. But I just want people to, like, reach out to me if they need advice on anything, if they think that there's anything I should talk about, if they have any suggestions. If they have any questions for me or want to know anything about me. The name is totally subject to change, but I'm thinking about implementing that soon, and I'm really excited about that because I feel like that'll just be something so fun to do and a great way to, like, connect with people and connect with people who actually listen to me, and that would be crazy if anyone actually listened to me. I feel like I'm just talking to no one. But I really would like to have something where I can actually connect with other people, and I want to hear all the questions. I literally don't care what you're asking me. You can be so raunchy, you can get into detail and tell me everything. I love hearing drama. I love hearing about other people's business. I really like to gossip. So if you want to tell me all of your drama and stories, please do. And I think I'm going to keep it anonymous. I'm going to try to keep it anonymous, see if there's a way that I can do that. But if you guys want to tell me your name or your handle or your at or whatever, you can tell me that too. But I think I'm going to keep it anonymous for those who would rather have it be anonymous. Please don't be mean to me on there. Please. Other than that, there aren't many announcements as far as socials and stuff. So basically, I keep trying to make a TikTok and TikTok keeps kicking me off. So I don't know if we're going to have a TikTok account for the podcast yet, but I'm hoping to get started on that soon. I am gonna wrap it up soon, but I just wanted to update you guys. As of right now, we do not have a TikTok. I don't know if that's gonna change by the time I post this, but I'm working on getting a TikTok. Every time I log into the app, because I made an account for the podcast, and then it logged me out, and every time I log in, it just logs me back out, and it's weird because I can still get into my personal account, but I can't get into the podcast account, and I don't really know how to fix it. But I'm gonna try to fix that. We have an Instagram, so you can find us. It's at 20-something, but it's SM thing instead of something, at 20-something podcast on Instagram. So you can find us there. We also have a YouTube channel if you want to watch on YouTube. I should have said that at the beginning, but we have a YouTube channel. And if you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please leave a review and rate us 5 stars. That's so fucking weird to say. If you want to and you like it, rate us and leave a review. It'd be super nice. And if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment. Give it a like or a thumbs up or whatever. But I think I'm going to be uploading on Wednesdays consistently. So the first one will come out February 7th. This one is February 14th.
and then every Wednesday after that. And I think that'll be a good schedule, but I'm really enjoying this so far, and I'm so excited to see where all of this goes. And once again, happy Valentine's Day to you guys. I'm wishing you all the love in the world, and I hope you have an awesome week. Bye, guys.